tortilla. Hey, Saturday morning, and your bed is fighting you. But guess what? Dukani Saturday Breakfast Show is fighting harder. Join me, Viola, your favorite troublemaker, with a microphone every Saturday morning on Power 91.3 FM with Sleepers Chancel. And the vibes are mandatory, baby. I'm serving you hot music, laugh out loud moments, and stories like, did that really happen? Dukani Saturday Breakfast is where your weekend officially starts.
Catch the Power Breakfast Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m.
Every Monday to Friday.
You're rocking with the DJ that keeps the hits coming. Catch the Power Breakfast Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. with Shekinah and Fortress. Shekinah and Fortress, the queens of breakfast.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Munduwele laments over schemes to block him from August 4th. FBI slams police over radio broadcast interruption. In international news, at least 200 people are killed in airstrikes in northeastern Nigeria. And in sports news, availability of fully fit squad will be key against Brazil, says Halubono.
And now, the Power FM News. And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Political tension is slowly intensifying as the country heads to the polls on August 13th. 2026 presidential hopeful Brian Munduwele has disclosed that plans to block him from the upcoming general election are up in top gear. Speaking on Africa Thinks with Peter Clotty, Mr. Munduwele, who is the Tonse Alliance presidential candidate for this year's general election, said Zambia is now governed by repressive laws and that all state institutions have been weaponized against the opposition, with restrictive laws and arbitrary arrests choking political space. Within another development, the Free Press Initiative has condemned the disruption of a live radio program at Radio Mpongwe by police officers and suspected UPND cadres. FPI founder and veteran journalist John Chiwa has therefore expressed concern over the safety of journalists, noting that the reported pursuit of guests within the station premises is an unacceptable intimidation tactic. The incident, which occurred on Wednesday, saw the forced halting of paid-for broadcast featuring two UPND members, Morton Masinino and Humphrey Matipa. Ms. Chiwa described the development as alarming, especially that the law enforcement officers who are mandated to uphold the law were allegedly involved in actions that undermine democratic principles. She has emphasized that radio stations are independent platforms for public discourse and any attempt to interfere with editorial processes or endanger guests may be rejected. Ms. Chiwa has since demanded for a transparent and independent investigation into the matter, calling for accountability for all involved regardless of their political affiliation. She has also urged political leaders to promote tolerance and refrain from inciting violence against media practitioners as the 2026 general elections approach. Within a separate development, the government says the upcoming 2026 Innovation and Technology Summit, dubbed 2026 Itskopala 100, offers a significant opportunity to reshape Zambia's future. Technology and Science Permanent Secretary Brilliant Avenzu is therefore urging the private sector and investors to leverage the summit as a unique platform to discover and invest in high-potential ventures. Mr. Avenzu emphasizes that the summit is not merely a showcase for startups, but a strategic event aimed at shaping Zambia's future, especially as the country targets $60 billion by 2030. He further notes that the summit is about unlocking potential, driving economic growth, and positioning Zambia as a regional hub for innovation. Mr. Avenzu reiterates that the government, through his ministry, has prioritized innovation as a critical enabler under the 8th National Development Plan, NDP, focusing on building a resilient, inclusive, and knowledge-based economy that empowers youth, supports entrepreneurship, and creates sustainable jobs. through the National Technology Business Center, NTBC. The government is hosting the 2026 Itzcopola 100, a premier event celebrating innovation, entrepreneurship, and technological advancement. And developed elsewhere, senior medical officer in the Obstetrics and Gynecology Department at Livingston University Teaching Hospital, Dr. Andrew Moyombo, has observed a persistent infection with the human papillomavirus, also known as HPV, remains a leading cause of cervical cancer among patients at the facility. Speaking within an interview, Mr. Moyombo observed that HPV continues to be the most common risk factor, both globally and locally, with routine screenings at the hospital detecting virus among many women. He said that although there has been some improvement in the number of women coming forward for screening, the figures remain low compared to the wider population. Mr. Moyombo has disclosed that hospital recorded 8 cervical cancer admissions in January 2026 alone, with 3 related deaths. He added that many patients are frequently readmitted due to complications such as severe bleeding and pain, indicating late detection from the disease. Dr. Moyombo has since stressed the need for increased public awareness and early screening, describing it as key to reducing cervical cancer cases and saving lives. In international news, dozens of people died in airstrikes in Nigeria's northwestern Yobe state as military aircraft hunted Boko Haram jihadists, local residents and Amnesty International said on Sunday. The airstrikes occurred on Saturday, with the death tolls differing according to the sources. Amnesty International said on X that there were more than 100 dead and 35 people were seriously wounded, while a local chief spoke of 200 dead and wounded. Nigeria's military did not immediately respond to a query from AFP. And still within international news, South Africa's second largest party, the Democratic Alliance, elected Cape Town's mayor Sunday to lead it into 2029 national polls, stepping up a drive to take votes away from the faltering ANC. The election of Geraldine Hill Lewis, 39, marks the reset for the centre-right DA that entered a multi-party coalition government in 2024 when the African National Congress, ANC, lost its majority. Hill Lewis has run Cape Town, a booming international tourist destination, since 2021. The city is the capital of Western Cape and the only of 9 provinces run by the DA. The DA was brought into the coalition government after the African National Congress, ANC, which led the fight against apartheid, lost its majority for the first time in 3 decades of power. And still coming up in your sports news, Copper Queens assistant coach Charles Haluono says his team will do better against Brazil following the arrival of all but one player summoned for the FIFA Series tournament.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Copper Queens assistant coach Charles Haluono says his team will do better against Brazil following the arrival of all but one player summoned for the FIFA Series tournament. Speaking during a post-match press conference after Zambia suffered a 4-0 loss to Canada, Haluono said the late arrival of some key members of his squad greatly affected the team's performance. Haluono said the window of preparation before the Brazil match will give his team enough